We can't afford to draw attention. Drugs are our business, not petty ripoffs. At least Jake should have known better. But Snake, the smaller biker Frank said, that old man was going after Jake and he had to defend himself.
If it's you they want, Josh, what'll you do? Jolene asked, her face pinched with concern. Josh rose from his chair and went to the stove for the coffee pot. Oh, after the trial, I won't be too worried. You heard me tell the deputy where I live. They'll have a tough time finding me. And since there isn't much excitement around these parts, they won't spend a long time. Besides, up in the high country, they'd be out of their element. Josh poured more coffee into their cups and returned the pot to the stove.
What I'm trying to say here is that I don't believe that Idakin are pure evil, Everett Ferris said. He sat near the bonfire on a deformed log, stirring up the coals. The light from the fire danced on his narrow face and in his large black eyes. That wasn't my point, Josh Chapanik replied. I only said that it was enough for me to meet them once, and I remember when... Oh no, not the recon story again, Carl Nahm moaned, interrupting Josh.